The African Union announced it would launch its probe after widespread reports on the deterioration of human rights and growing political intolerance exhibited by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The deputy spokesperson for the country's main opposition political party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, Clive Trotter, says the intervention by the AU is long overdue.
We welcome the efforts by the region to intervene in the deepening governance and human rights crisis in Zimbabwe. The crisis in Zimbabwe has been characterized by a de facto state of emergency, a crackdown on citizens, abductions, arbitrary arrests of government critics, and the political persecution of professionals, including journalists, doctors, teachers, and nurses.
Human rights and public interest groups have warned about human rights violations since the inauguration of President Mnangagwa in July of 2018. The representative body of civil society groupings, the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, says the African Union delegation should involve all stakeholders if they want to resolve the Zimbabwean crisis. Rashid Mahia chairs the coalition.
We acknowledge the attention that has been given to the Zimbabwean human rights situation. Our concerns, however, are that the solution is not an internal party process, is not an inter-party dialogue process, is not an intra-party dialogue process, but it should be a national process, a process that brings all stakeholders to define the Zimbabwean question, the challenges that you are facing, and the way forward.
Henry Chimbiri is a victim of state-sponsored violence and the father of one of the female opposition political activists, Cecilia Chimbiri, who was recently abducted by suspected state agents. Chimbiri hopes that AU will condemn President Mnangagwa for persecuting citizens with divergent political views.
Victimization, harassment, violence has taken center stage in Zimbabwe. We live in fear. My daughter is also a victim of violence, a victim of torture, a victim of state abduction. And this same government always say, we did not do it.
In a televised State of the Nation address last week, President Mnangagwa said he had no apologies for arresting citizens who he described as being anti-Zimbabwe.
We will overcome attempts at destabilization of our society by a few rogue Zimbabweans acting in league with foreign detractors. Those who promote hate and disharmony will never win. The bad apples that have attempted to divide our people and to weaken our systems will be flushed out.
Since he became president through a military coup that ousted his longtime ally, the late Robert Mugabe, in November 2017, Mnangagwa has failed to live up to his reformist promises. Human rights abuses under his rule include arrests of journalists and human rights defenders, torture, enforced abductions, and brutal attacks on opposition activists and protesters. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I am Garikai Chaonza in Harare, Zimbabwe.